Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for Steve's closing remarks. Of course, before we get to the closing, the countdown, we got to let you know, the countdown is on for the Georgia Senate runoff date. Please, please, please request your absentee ballot right now. December 7th is the voter registration deadline. You have from December 14th through the 31st to early vote, and then January 5th, 2021 is Election Day. We're voting for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, okay? Come on, Georgia, let's go. We got to do this.
Yeah,
come on,
you know Warnock. I've been noticing Warnock and Ossoff. You know, I've been noticing the ads, and the Republicans have poured a lot of money into these ads. It's almost like every time Warnock or Ossoff runs an ad about what they're going to do, there's a counter ad right behind it. And I've noticed this, man, and this, you know, what they're saying and, like, what they've done to Raphael Warnock is they've taken sound bites and they've clipped it and taken stuff completely out of context, because I've actually heard him talking about a couple of these things that they're talking about, and they just took the clips out and inserted it just the way they wanted to make it sound like what they wanted. And he's not for defunding police and supporting that type of stuff. And they use these words to scare people, the radical left, these radicals. And when he was talking about opening up the prisons and let our children go, he was talking about unjustly incarcerated people. He was talking about the juvenile detention center, how it needs reform. And he was talking about a whole lot of stuff. Now they got it like, and they showing all these dilapidated prisons, like he just gonna let people out. That is not what the man is saying, man. So we have got to get together, y'all. Those of us who live down here in Georgia, we have got to send another clear message to them. Because no matter what you do, man, they always try to knock you down. The president of this country is trying to make the whole election process invalid simply because he lost. Let me tell you something. Do you know if this man, if he'd have got the 80 million votes that Biden got, you know, it wouldn't be a question about a rigged election?
No.
This is simply because he lost. There is no court that has taken up one legal assertion that his legal team has made. That's all been thrown out by Republicans. His own appointed judges have thrown stuff out. There's no basis for this. There is no place for what this guy does. And so, look, what we have to do in Georgia now is we have to band together and we have to go to the polls again. Because, see, they think the first one was a fluke. They really think we done now. But no, man. One thing about us, man, when we get serious about something, we good at it. And, like, right now, we're serious about sending you a clear message. And what we want to do is we want to send President Trump, Donald Trump, a clear message. On your way out, take these two Senate seats with you, partner. Yeah. You're not getting this because what you want to do is still have some control. This guy right here, man, only cares about himself. And the sad part of this is they did a survey that 70% of Republicans think that the election was rigged and fraudulent. And you know why they think that? Because he said so.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen a party that talks more about God and the moral compass that they have as a party. I've never seen a group of politicians fold under a man over the country that they claim to love, the Constitution that their forefathers wrote, and the God they serve. Donald Trump is in front of country, Constitution, and what's really scary, they got him playing it out like he bigger than God. If you are a Christian, a person of faith, or just whatever faith you have, should not your God be bigger than any living man? Now, you know, it's something that there's a scripture, I shall fear no man but God. But all of them is scared of Donald Trump. Every last one. I've never seen nothing like this, man. I'm looking at a bunch of cowards, a bunch of scared old dudes that's scared of their position, their power, and their money getting away, and they're allowing this guy to just run rampant throughout the Republican Party. They're so scared of his 70 million voters that he got that they scared to take a stance. I'm not scared of the voters he got, 70 million. He could have got all 354 million votes. I'm not scared of no voter. I'm not scared of no man. My faith is in God. I wish I would, man, allow this guy.
If that's the case.
To sit up there and be bigger than my God. I'm afraid of him. Man, are you kidding me, man? This is a sad state this country's in, man, right now. You know.
Won the fight.
It don't make sense, man. It just doesn't make any sense, man, at all. At all.
And
I'm disappointed in them, but I'm going to help them, though, because we in Georgia, we're going to go to the polls again, and we're going to get rid of Perdue, and we're going to get rid of Lieber. We're going to vote
Leffler.
Leffler. Yeah. Oh, she ain't doing nothing. She don't have an ad about what she do. She ain't got no ads about what she do. We're going to vote for Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Mm-hmm. We are going to the polls again, y'all, and we're going to finish the job, and we're going to send a clear message to Trump on his way out. Take these seats with you. So we ain't got to hit this turkey neck Mitch McConnell and all this foolishness.
Come on, George.
I'm not going to talk about all that. I'm going to love the country. Get your ass out of here.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.